From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Rachel Silberstein reports for the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul said April 11th that New York will stockpile 150,000 doses of mifepristone, a drug used in medication abortions. Last week, a judge in Texas invalidated federal approval of the abortion pill that has been widely prescribed in the U.S. for more than 20 years. Hochul said in a statement, and I quote, "Anti-choice extremists have shown that they are not stopping at overruling Roe, and they are working to entirely dismantle our country's reproductive health care system, including medication abortion and contraception. New York will always be a safe harbor for abortion care, and I am taking action to protect abortion access in our state and continue to lead the nation in defending the right to reproductive autonomy," end quote. On April 10th, the U.S. Justice Department moved to appeal the ruling made by U.S. District Court Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, an appointee of former President Donald Trump. New York Attorney General Letitia James, leading a multi-state coalition of attorney general, filed an amicus brief on April 10th, arguing the Texas decision could curtail abortion access for millions of Americans. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that Greene County's Economic Development Tourism Committee voted recently for the renewal of a 20-year tax break for Athens Generating. The payment in lieu of taxes plan means the power plant will pay millions less in taxes. Everyone on the committee, including Catskill's Michael Bulich and Durham's Patty Handel, voted for the tax break, except Athens legislator Ed Bloomer, who voted against the plan. Bloomer said, and I quote, "I listened intently for people arguing for both sides in all of those cases. These are people who I respect and I acknowledge as being far more learned and wise than I. My takeaway from that is my suspicion that if the pilot goes forward, it would be a positive benefit for all parties. However, I've uncovered a significant volume of the people of Athens who are disagreeing with that, even though I personally think that it's the best way to go. As their legislator, I feel I am bound to honor their concerns. With that, I have to maintain a reluctant no," end quote. A March 20th Athens public meeting about the proposal featured mostly those against the tax break for the natural gas power plant. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports at Spectrum News that Republican Representative Elise Stefanik announced on April 11th that she will run again in 2024 for the 21st Congressional District and has raised $3 million over the first 3 months of the year for her campaign. Stefanik is the House Conference Chair, the third Republican in line running the U.S. House of Representatives. Because of redistricting, the 21st Congressional District now includes Rensselaer County. The Malone Telegram reported on April 10th that Matt Castelli, the Democrat challenger to Stefanik last year, will not run again in 2024. In her statement announcing the 2024 run, Stefanik firmly aligned herself with the recently indicted former president. Stefanik said, and I quote, "We will work our hardest to defeat the Democrats across New York and the country to protect and expand our House majority and elect President Trump in 2024, end quote. Read more about this story at Spectrum News. Paul Kirby reports for the Daily Freeman that a few months ago, Representative Pat Ryan was on the floor of Congress asking for the CEO of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. to resign. Now, after Central Hudson did change CEOs, the Democrat lawmaker and the embattled local power provider are teaming up for in-person, one-on-one customer service sessions to deal with individual billing problems. Ryan has been a persistent critic of Central Hudson's past estimated billing practices, as many local customers are getting giant bills and threats of turnoffs. Ryan, who represents the 18th Congressional District, said on April 11th that, and I quote, At this point, the most productive way to fix these issues is to get people to sit down and look each other in the eye. We have an agreement for Central Hudson to work with my office to hold a series of meetings to give constituents so much as a chance to sit one-on-one with Central Hudson and figure out any issues with their bill. End quote. The two sides do not yet have specific details about the meetings. Central Hudson has eliminated the estimated billing, added nearly 50 new positions in customer billing and consumer outreach departments, and promises hiring another 36 people for its customer contact center. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.